With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin temperatures are about 2 to 3 degrees warmer now than in 1950. The state is projected to warm an additional 2 to 8 degrees in the next 25 years. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a research fish biologist about how the changes are already impacting our local fisheries and what we can expect in the future.
Outdoor recreation has long been a big economic driver in the Northwoods, and fishing is a large part of that. Lakes and rivers in the region are home to a wide range of fish species. As our climate changes, it's expected that there will be changes to those fisheries as well. Holly Emke is a research fish biologist with the USGS Midwest Climate Adaptation Science Center. She says we're already experiencing some of those changes.
Warm water fishes like bluegill and bass, also some of our favorites here in the Midwest, we're starting to see increases in those fishes. So with climate change, we're really starting to see shifts in what our fish communities look like.
On the other hand, cold water species like walleye have been struggling. A recent study found that a shift in ice off dates may pose a threat to walleye spawning. Emke says fisheries may look different in the future, but it's not all bad news.
A lot of our work now is trying to really figure out not only what changes are happening, so where certain populations and certain types of fish is maybe struggling, but also where fish may be doing really well given these changes. So, for example, where walleye may be performing a lot better than they would be expected given these climatic changes, and then what we can do to protect and restore populations to conserve them into the future.
She says some of those actions to conserve them could include habitat restoration or supporting fisheries that are expected to do better as our climate changes. Emke will be talking about these challenges and the importance of inland fisheries at this month's Science on Tap Minocqua. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Science on Tap is tonight starting at 6:30 at Rocky Reef Brewing Company in Woodruff. It can also be streamed online. We have a link at WXPR.org. Heavy snow and high winds brought down power lines across northern Wisconsin during Tuesday's big storm, and thousands are still without power. At one point, more than 100,000 WPS customers were without electricity. Line crews were working hard to get the lights back on, but more outages happened throughout the day yesterday. Amy Johns is a WPS spokesperson.
We are seeing broken poles. We are seeing trees that have come down on our wires. We have lots of wires down. And it's been quite a storm for us. I think one of the most significant things that our crews are facing is just getting to those outages and getting to where that damage is, because the roads are pretty covered in snow and it's pretty dangerous out there.
John says people shouldn't assume their utility knows when power is out. She recommends WPS customers report outages as they happen. Johns also asked for patience as crews work to restore power.
We have hundreds of crews out addressing this storm throughout Wisconsin. We have our line truck crews, our troubleshooters, everyone that can go and check out that damage, see what is happening. Then they call in experts if they need to, or specialized crews. So there are literally hundreds of people working on the scene and then behind the scenes as well, making sure that we are responding as quickly as we can to those power outages.
Johns also reminds people to stay at least 25 feet away from any downed power lines. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Lincoln County will need to select a new chair for the county board. Current chairman Don Frisky was defeated in Tuesday's election. Christine Vorpagel won the contest for the District 9 County Board seat with 55% of the vote, defeating Frisky. It will be up to the Lincoln County Board to decide who the next chair will be. Frisky presided over the board when the decision was made to sell the Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill, which had been a hotly debated topic. The mayor of Wausau lost her post during the election Tuesday. Outgoing Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg says she didn't want to get involved in a partisan contest with Alder Doug Denny ahead of Tuesday's election, but she felt her hand was forced.
We were getting outspent, and so that was the antidote. It didn't quite work the way we wanted it to, but, you know, that's politics.
Rosenberg says the race was always going to be close, no matter how much was spent on advertising ahead of Tuesday's vote.
No matter what happens in pretty much every election through November is going to be close here. So, you know, we expected it.
Rosenberg got backing from the state Democratic Party for a TV and radio ad blitz in the 2 weeks leading up to the election, while local Republicans had lined up behind Denny. The final numbers are still being tallied, but it appears more than $300,000 was spent on the race. Registered voters in Wausau also received about a dozen flyers leading up to the election, some paid for by the candidates themselves and others from outside interest groups. The Biden administration is moving forward with plans it says will strengthen the Endangered Species Act after it saw a major overhaul under former President Donald Trump. Those calling for more protections have a mixed outlook. Mike Moen explains.
Environmental and conservation groups voiced strong opposition to the 2019 changes carried out by the Trump administration, arguing they gutted core elements of the longstanding law. Last week, Biden staff announced it's reinstating blanket protections for threatened species, and language dealing with economic interests was removed. Susan Holmes with the Endangered Species Coalition says those moves are helpful, but further action is needed.
The regulation repairs some of the holes, but still leaves some big holes in that safety net.
A change not being reversed is a rollback concerning critical habitat, and Holmes says that poses challenges for migratory species. She points to the comeback of the whooping crane as progress that could be derailed. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.